The word today is success. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. We all would like to be successful at what we do. Certainly, no one wants to be a failure. In the spiritual world, there are some guidelines to follow to help us be successful. Here with some tips for spiritual success is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Success.
The other day, I was remembering a cheerleading cheer that my high school did in Iowa, where I grew up. As a matter of fact, I can remember how it went. It says, S-U-C-C-E-S-S. That's the way you spell success. And there was a little more to the cheer. I don't know, you know, but it just kept running through my mind. And I thought, what an interesting thing that that would come back to me after all of these many, many years. And I kept thinking about this. What about success? How do we have success? And so I have several little pointers that I'd like to give you today. They are little tips or little ideas that would help you to be a success in your life. Now, of course, there are all kinds of business books that are being written and all kinds of plans that you can buy into and investment strategies. There are all kinds of things that people have as far as becoming a financial success or a business success. What I'm talking about today is a spiritual success. You know, there are things in our lives that we do that add to our reputation or take away from our reputation, or they add to our whole image of who we are and what we are and what we represent. And so I would like to think that for a person to be spiritually successful, they would, of course, first have to please God. God's rules and God's ideas and God's plans are totally different than the world's. So when I'm giving you these little tips, I hope you will understand that I'm talking from a Christian point of view, not necessarily from a businessman's point of view, or not necessarily from a corporate view or a financial view. Now, these are not exclusive of each other necessarily, but the primary thing for a Christian is that they be a success in God's eyes. Maybe no one else would consider you a success. Maybe no one else would list you as a prominent person. But what does God feel about you? Have you been faithful to God, and does God feel in His eyes you've been a success? So let's just talk about five little things here. First of all, let's say that they are first priorities. First of all, give to God the first day of every week. That's rule number one. Give to God the first day of every week. We know, biblically speaking, and of course you can find all kind of biblical references for this, about our being able to worship God and put Him first. I believe the most important thing of all to remember about that is that as we work with God in our lives day by day, He's supposed to be there, of course, with us every day, but that first day is very special, and He wants us to honor Him by worshiping Him and take some time on that day. It is to be a day of rest also. Now, I realize that in our modernized world, we sometimes have to work on Sunday at our business. There are people that have open businesses and they need employees to work to tend the store or to manage the gas station or whatever it is that we are running. And so there are going to be times when that first day of the week, maybe we have to go into our business that's employing us, but that's okay. Take another day then. Take Saturday. A lot of churches here in America, for instance, have church services not only on Sundays, but also on Saturdays, especially Saturday evenings, so that people can come to worship God for that one time in the week where they pay special tribute and honor to God by praying to Him, by singing hymns to Him, by bringing an offering to Him. All of this we do on our Sunday. Now, the Sunday has been chosen primarily by Christians to remember that that's the day that Jesus rose from the dead. On Good Friday, you remember He died on the cross on the third day, and the way they counted portions of days as a day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, on the third day, He rose again from the dead. And that's why Christians have changed from the Sabbath, which was always Saturday, to Sunday, which is the day that most Christians honor and worship the true God. So that would be tip number one. The first day of every week, give to God. Secondly, on the first part of every day, give to God. By that I mean not only Sundays, but every day. Begin your day with prayer. I love the statement that one of the members here in our congregation told me once. He said, "Before my feet hit the floor, as I get out of bed, I am already in prayer. And I will sit on the edge of the bed then and finish my prayers before I get up and get dressed and go on my day." So I think that's a beautiful tip. Start not only every week with God on Sunday, but start every day with God in the morning as you pray to Him and ask His blessing throughout the day. Let me give you a third tip. Give to God the first portion of your income. Notice I said a portion instead of the tithe. I am troubled that a lot of people are using the tithe as kind of a way to say they're giving the way God has told them to give. Actually, the tithe is an Old Testament rule. It means one-tenth of your income. And in the Old Testament, that was required of the people of God. Now, I believe I know some people that are making very, very high wages, and as a result, their income is very high. To give God one-tenth of that isn't too sacrificial. And so I have felt in my life, I have given to God over the last 10, 20 years, more than a tithe. In fact, it's over 20% of the gross income that I give to the Lord now. And I'm not complaining about that. I'm trying to illustrate that I believe many of us that make good incomes should give more than a tithe. That probably isn't too sacrificial for us. So I'm saying a portion, whatever portion you decide. Now, if you haven't tithed before, maybe you ought to start with 5% or 7% or something like that and figure out what that would be. But I would start somewhere with a portion of your income and return it to the Lord so that you are putting Him first. And I think you will see not only the blessings of God, but I know you will experience the joy that He gives you as you are giving to promote His will and His word around the world, especially focus on missions and getting the Word of God out to the world. Let me give you a fourth tip. Give to God the first consideration in any type of decision. Now, we make decisions all the time. We make decisions about what we're going to eat or where we're going to go or what we're going to do. Put God at the front of every decision. I have a notepad that I just love, which says things to do. And on this notepad, I list the things that I want to accomplish that day. And there's a cross up in the right-hand corner of this notepad to remind me to pray about every single decision I'm going to make. And that's what I mean by saying put God first in every decision. Make sure it's pleasing to God, first of all. That's the primary concern. And then let your thinking rotate around His will. How would God want me to go about this? What would God want me to do? If it has to do with investing, ask God's blessing upon that investing, if it be His will. And if it's about talking with someone, pray about that conversation, what you intend to bring up, what you hope to say. Make a witness for Christ so that you can bring that into the conversation. So there's all kinds of things that you can be thinking about as you go about making decisions, even decisions about where to travel or what to do. Maybe you're already planning now your vacation for 6 months from now or whenever it might be. Make those decisions with God in a prayerful way that you can be sure that His blessing will be upon them. So I would say that's a very key point, a very major point to remember as you're trying to be successful in God's eyes. Let me add a fifth one now. Give God the first place in your heart. Boy, that's important. You know that we talk about loving our family, loving our children, and we even love ourselves in the sense that we don't do anything to harm ourselves. You know, there's nothing wrong with that at all, and we should protect ourselves in the disciplines in our life, how we drive, what we do, how we watch when we're walking, and so on. There's all kinds of things that we don't overeat, don't overdrink, all these things that we have as disciplines. Well, the first place in our heart goes to God, the true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune God, the biblical God, that we put Him first in our lives, that not only is He first every week, as we said with Sunday, not only is He first every day as we begin prayer, at the beginning of every day, asking His blessing upon that day, not only is He first in our thinking as He gives us material blessings, that we put a portion of that aside for Him and give to Him to bless His ministry, but that we also give consideration in every decision that we make and every thought that we have to put God first. He is above everything else. I believe if you will follow these five tips, giving God the first day of the week, giving God the first time of the morning, giving God first place in your income, giving God consideration in every decision, and giving God first place in your heart, that you will discover that you will be a success. And most importantly, you will be a success in God's eyes.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Faith. When properly centered in Christ, faith is trustworthy and genuine. This booklet talks about the kind of faith needed to believe in and to serve God, the faith that transforms lives and makes heroes out of ordinary people. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.